Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Forest City head boys basketball coach Dan Rosacker. And Coach, let's talk a little bit about what the Indians did over the holiday, over that break. I know you had the dead period for a week, and then you guys had some good confidence going in after that Belmont-Clemmy game. So what did you guys see throughout the first part of the season to work on during Christmas break?
You know, it was kind of just getting back and cleaning up some things that we thought we were doing pretty well, and maybe eliminating some things that maybe we weren't going to do so well, and kind of just honing what we could do there. And coming out of that Belmont game, like, you know, we saw a lot of things that we were doing well and just wanted to build on that. So we focused a lot on, like, defensive positioning, that sort of stuff, to get that a little more comfortable with the guys. A lot of that stuff is still new for them. And then tweaked some offensive things, too, with some of the competition we're going to have coming up. We're going to need to be a little bit better and a little more efficient offensively. So those are kind of the two main areas we focused in on over break.
And you guys come out of the Christmas break. You guys were supposed to play against Bishop Garrigan, but Mother Nature decides that you guys will wait a few days, and about 18 days, if my math is correct, Coach, between your game on December 20th and then your first game back here against Lake Mills last night on January 6th. So, Coach, I mean, 18 days off, that's a good chunk of time.
It is a long time off, and you know, with the teams we had coming out of break, we needed that time too to get ready for those teams. I thought the kids were really locked in, and especially once the Garrigan game was postponed, and you know, then we had been doing some things with Lake Mills and Garrigan both over break. Then we really just focused in on Lake Mills, and I thought last night the kids really bought into what we want to do from a game plan perspective, and had a good first half. We just could not get shots to fall the second half, and a lot of that had to do with Lake Mills defense. But I thought overall our kids played really well, and we had a chance at halftime. It was tight there, and then, like I said, the second half we just didn't get shots to go, and they turned up their transition offense. So when we were missing shots, they were getting runouts, and that's just a tough thing to overcome when, you know, you're pressing a little bit to try to get the ball to go in the hoop a little bit, and, you know, it just kind of snowballed for us there. But proud of the kids' effort. I thought we went on the road and played really hard. You know, Carson Struble stepped up and did some nice things for us inside, and just Tommy Miller, you know, got him the ball inside and just ran the show for us. I'm not sure Tommy came out till the very end, so, you know, he had a lot of good minutes for us. Ty Dillon, who I thought did some nice things inside as well. We're kind of having him play the post a little bit more than the perimeter lately, and he's adjusted to that well, but versatile kid that's going to get only better as we go. But like I said, I was proud of the effort last night. Just came up short on the road.
Yeah, and Coach, you know, I thought defensively your team played really, really well. Especially in the first half. And you guys really gave yourself, I think, a chance to win the game, or at least put yourself in a position late in that game to win the game early. But just, as you mentioned, came up a little bit short.
Yeah, I don't think the final score really was indicative of how good that game was, I thought, for the most part. We got really good looks offensively, and that's what I told the kids. You know, we struggled early, but I thought we executed offensively. We just could not get shots to go down. We missed a couple inside and in the early in the third quarter, and like I said, they got out and ran a little bit on us. But I thought defensively, when we could contain them to the half court, I thought our defense was really good for over three quarters for the most part, if we just take that transition stuff away. But, you know, I like you said, I thought we really played hard. I thought offensively we were moving the ball well and setting good screens, which is something we really focused on over break as well, was setting better screens and getting people open. And, you know, defensively, they're a hard matchup because you've got really good shooters on the outside, and if they're missing shots, they're probably one of the better rebounding teams we're going to see. And, you know, I think Stensrud had like 16 rebounds last night for them. And, you know, that's a tough battle when we got in a little bit of foul trouble inside as well. So it was a tough matchup. I thought our kids battled hard. And, you know, like I said, we just came up a little short. But I was really, really happy with the way we played and approached things. And you know, I think there's some good things moving forward. And that's what I told the team last night afterwards. Just need to keep building on this, and good things are going to happen.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Aiden Stensrud, 15 points, 16 rebounds for him for his double-double last night. I think that's probably the biggest story in this game, Coach, was the rebounding. Lake Mills obviously wins that battle, and I think that may be what has set them over the top as well.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I know the second half, that was really, really lopsided. I think they got a lot of offensive boards and some putbacks, and like I said, we were counting on them missing some perimeter shots based on how we were approaching things defensively, and that happened. We just couldn't secure rebounds in the second half, and I thought they were much more aggressive in the second half inside, and that paid off for them. And we just, like I said, again, a little bit of foul trouble. We, on the flip side, had to go with a little bit smaller lineup late to try to get some threes to go, and it was just one of those things that didn't work out for us, and they capitalized on it, and they're a good team, and they found a way to win. I think that's what Lake Mills has done all year. They found a way in the fourth quarter to get wins, and good teams do that, and they're one of the better ones in the area.
Yeah, absolutely, Coach. Good game plan by the team last night. Of course, kind of the same thing you guys did to them at Forest City a year ago, kind of pack it in and hope they missed some of those shots and just didn't quite come out on your side. But you guys get a chance to bounce back today against Clear Lake, another good opportunity against a really good Clear Lake team. I know you play a few of these NCC 3A schools throughout the year, and you're going to get a really good one in Clear Lake today. What have you found out about them up until now, Coach?
You know, they've had some really good teams lately. I'm not sure this might not be Coach Ainley's best team. Just I'm watching them on film. They get out and run. The Stephanie kid is one of the, you know, TB was always a good shooter in the past, and the Stephanie kid's stepping up, and he knocks down threes from all over the place. You got Meyer inside that's a really, really good sophomore, and, you know, like I said, they run in transition as well as any team I've seen in a long time. So we're going to have a huge challenge for us, but as you mentioned, we try to get some of these games to see different things and get better. And, you know, early in the year, we've been taking our lumps a little bit here, but we've been playing some really good teams as well, and also being in some games for the most part. So, like I keep telling the kids, keep battling. Our big thing last night was to compete, and that's what we want to do today going down to Clear Lake. We just want to go in there, compete, and play hard and communicate defensively, execute our offense, and good things will happen, and just keep building as we go here. But as you mentioned, we've got a really hard challenge for us today, but we're excited to go down there and give it a shot. I know the kids are ready to compete, and we'll see how we come out here.
Yeah, I know the obviously the sharp shooting there of Stephanie, and then you know, you got a guy in Thomas Meyer who stands at 6'6", who is just a sophomore, but he would fool people for being an upperclassman for sure.
Yeah, for sure. He really surprised us last year as a freshman. He did some nice things for him here, and really, I thought he was the key for them getting the win. And he's just getting better, and he's going to be scary good by the time he graduates down there. Yeah, they've got some really good pieces down there for sure, and we're going to have to be focused in defensively and communicate and have a lot of help inside, and then make sure we're closing out outside on the shooter that they have. And then, you know, their point guard is extremely quick. I told the kids, a lot like the kid at Cresco, except he's much faster and a better athlete. So, you know, we're going to have our hands full, but we've got some things we're going to try, and hopefully we can keep it close and be competitive throughout the game today.
All righty, Coach. Well, we'll wish you the best of luck against Clear Lake today, and we'll talk to you in a little bit, Coach.
All right, sounds good, Darren.
That's Forest City head boys basketball coach Dan Rosacker.